We are talking here with Brenna Byrd, who is the candidate for Attorney General for the state of Iowa. Brenna, good campaign so far. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, well, it's going well. I'm running for Attorney General to do the job and to do the work. I'm a county attorney in Guthrie County, and I'm running because I support law enforcement, and I believe it's important we have a prosecutor as our Attorney General. Our current one, Tom Miller, has basically retired on the job. I think it's important to work hard for justice, and that's what I'll do as Attorney General.
You have a very strong support here in the state of Iowa among sheriffs. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, well, as county attorney, as a prosecutor, that's very important to work well with law enforcement. And I'll tell you what, I appreciate our law enforcement. They are heroes with a good heart, and they're there when we need them, 24/7, holidays, you know, you name it. Our law enforcement and the whole law enforcement team keep Iowa safe. So I was very encouraged by the fact that 74 current county sheriffs, both Republicans and Democrats, have endorsed our campaign for Attorney General. They know that we need a new Attorney General, one that puts law enforcement first, backs the blue, but also cares about crime, public safety, and victims, just like our law enforcement do.
And many of those are constitutional sheriffs, ones that uphold
right.
the law to the letter.
They do. They do. They understand the importance of that, and I think many of them also appreciate that I will hold the federal government to the law, too, by taking them to court when they go too far, when they violate the laws and Constitution.
Are you one of those folks who supports or doesn't support the idea of defunding the police? What's your position on this?
Well, I definitely don't support defunding the police. You know, never would I support that. I mean, our law enforcement are so important to us. They keep us safe. They respond to emergencies. You know, they don't just deal with crime. They deal with all kinds of things, whether it's disasters or car accidents or, you know, folks having trouble. Law enforcement are there. I think we should, if anything, give law enforcement more money, more resources. We always want to be attracting the best, the brightest, and the bravest to law enforcement. That's what is very special about Iowa. We have great law enforcement here in Iowa, and we don't have to go too far to find out where that defund the police garbage doesn't work. And that's, you know, Minneapolis is a disaster because of what they've done. Same with Chicago. And it started with how they treat their law enforcement and the attitude they have about crime and catch and release. I'm against all of that. I support our law enforcement. We need to enforce our laws.
Cashless bail. Where's your position on that?
Well, cashless bail is the same as absolutely no bail. That makes absolutely no sense. As a prosecutor, I understand that it is important that there are some people that need to be in jail for public safety. You look at what Illinois is doing, that's been a disaster with cashless bail. I strongly oppose that. We need to keep Iowa safe, and that starts with making sure that the laws mean something.
So let's talk about your opponent, Tom Miller. Been in office for quite a while, it seems.
Yeah, so he was elected first back in 1978 during the Carter administration when I was two, and I'm 46 now, been a lawyer for 21 years. The biggest thing I could say about him right now is he's really retired on the job. He's checked out. Most Iowans have not ever seen him. And the most surprising thing I found was I've been meeting with law enforcement all around the state, all 99 counties, is that most sheriffs and other law enforcement have never, ever met the Attorney General. And that has to change.
So you have a state auditor who makes 100 stops in the state of Iowa, and they're all in all counties. You have a governor that's making stops always across the state, but we don't see the Attorney General for the state making that kind of effort.
Yeah, we don't, and it shows because, you know, I have done that. I have worked in all 99 counties. It shows because in many ways he's forgotten about rural Iowa. He takes credit for having a farm division, but when we pressed him on that, he has zero lawyers in his farm division. He hasn't sued Biden's EPA. He hasn't taken a strong stand for agriculture. He doesn't understand what's going on throughout Iowa with our law enforcement, with crime, with the fentanyl crisis, with the southern border being unsecured, and we have methamphetamine and fentanyl coming across the southern border. If he were out out and about, he would hear those concerns from Iowans. That's what I do. I need to do that to do the job. But he hasn't done that sort of thing for a long time. He's essentially retired on the job.
Let's talk a little bit about his trial record here as Attorney General. Has he taken, do you think, a firm grip in this area, or what has happened with his work with regards to trying criminals?
Well, when we had a debate, he admitted that he has never, ever tried a criminal case himself, not one. And I think that shows, because his priority is not crime. It's not helping law enforcement. And that has to change. The Attorney General is the top law enforcement official in Iowa. They should know how to try a criminal case and have some experience doing that. That will help me when I'm Attorney General, because I understand how important it is to help crime victims. I'll be working with the legislature to suggest some good changes we need to our laws, and things like a cold case unit that we need, you know, because Iowa doesn't have one, and sometimes those cases will go cold. It's important that nobody gets away with murder and that those cases are already investigated. That's an idea that I got out listening to Iowans and learning what was on people's minds, and that's something that I will do when I'm Attorney General.
When it comes to, and let's talk about the fentanyl, the illegal drugs, and the trafficking that's going on here, are you going to work with county governments and state officials in trying to curb this issue, or what's your intention here with that?
Yes, we need to fight fentanyl on every single front, and that means working with local law enforcement, with schools, with county governments, because drugs don't stop at a county line. We need to make sure that people who, the drug dealers who give that illegal fentanyl to people and it kills them, are held responsible under the law. That will take a change by the legislature to increase those penalties and make sure that that crime is fully punished. I think that's important. We also need to do public education and talk to kids and adults alike about how just one pill can be the one that kills. And those pills can look similar to each other, but someone can take one of these and the next thing you know, that has killed them. We have to stop that. Public education is an important part of it, but it's going to take working with law enforcement, making sure people know how dangerous it is. And then if you know someone that might be addicted to any substance, to get them into rehab as soon as you can. It might just save their life.
Human trafficking enforcement,
yeah.
Huge as
yeah.
Well, too.
Oh, that is huge, too. And one of the things that I would note as a prosecutor, that if I would have a human trafficking case, I would make every effort to work with the federal prosecutors on that, because Iowa's law is not as strong as what the federal law is there. And you know, we should look at beefing that up and making sure that we're investigating those cases and holding people accountable.
All right. And one last question here. Has Miller himself, and have you found any information to the effect of whether he has gone against the current federal government right now on anything that may be illegal as far as Iowa is concerned? Has he worked with the present administration, or is he, what's happening with this?
Yeah, well, I'd have to say on that, he's been a lazy liberal, because what happened during the Trump administration, He sued Donald Trump as president right and left. But when Biden got into office, he has not filed or joined a single lawsuit against the Biden administration. Even things like the COVID vaccine mandates, lawsuits that other AGs have over the southern border, lawsuits against the EPA for their abuse of the federal laws and statutes, and the list goes on. He hasn't done it, not even once. And in fact, our Governor Reynolds, has had to put Iowa on those lawsuits. But the Attorney General, Tom Miller, he took his name off. And I think that's been a real problem for Iowa, because when I look at the situation that Governor Reynolds is in, she's doing a great job, and I really appreciate her support of our campaign, too. But, she has to work with the Attorney General as the state's lawyer. And I say, when you have a lawyer who won't do their job and who's working against you, it's time for a new lawyer. And that's why I'm running for Attorney General.
Brenna Bird, thanks much for the morning conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet.